Kings chapter 4. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have Bibles. At 2 Kings chapter 4, it's on the screen as well, so you can just see it there. He said in verse 1, "And there cried a certain woman of the wives of sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that my servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, Thine handmaid is not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And he said, Go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon you and your sons, and you shall pour out into these vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought her the vessels, or brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, There's not a vessel more. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Now go sell the oil and pay your debt and live you and your children on the rest. Now, this, again, I was over in Nigeria a couple of weeks ago. And after I finished preaching on business, and in the business session, the gentleman stood up and asked me, he said, I noticed you used the word supply and demand in that order. But he said, we were told and taught demand and supply. He said, why do you say supply and demand? I said, I say it because the supply was here long before the demand. I said, the supply was here long before the demand. You know, Elisha was surrounded, he and his servant Gehazi, they were surrounded in 2 Kings chapter 6, by an enemy soldier. And the servant panicked. He said, last master, what are we going to do now? And he said, there be more with us than be with them. Got it? And what happened was, he said, he prayed, Lord, open his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he didn't see the Syrian soldiers anymore, the enemy. He saw angels around them, all around Elijah. Now, isn't it interesting? This idea of angels around him. Now, when did the angels get there? Okay, all right. But they got there before the Syrians ever came. This is what I want to get to you. I'm saying before your demand or need ever arises, God pre-plans your supply. One more time. Before your need ever arises, He pre-plans your provision. You got what I'm saying? So whatever your need is right now, just think about it. Boy, my need is to pay off a debt. By the way, I said that you're going to have debts paid off by when? May 1st. And somebody was sitting right behind me at the first service said, Pastor, I just got this debt supernaturally paid off. The rest of his house mortgage, $75,000, whatever. Now, I'm saying, now watch it, because we're dealing with a supernatural supply. I better say that again. We're dealing with a supernatural supply. And that's what happened during that faith conference. Because I had a lot of the FMA ministers here and some sons and daughters here, spiritual sons and daughters, and they were here and they were all in this section over here, and they were pulling out of me what I didn't even know was in me. One of the jobs of the prophet is to prosper you. Oh, Lord, did that go? Yeah. See, you're not just, let me use the expression, coming to church. No. You're coming to get something. You're coming to get the Word of God that will deal with any situation that's in your life. Am I right about it? All right. In this lady's life, the creditors are coming because her husband died and left him in debt. So she needs a solution of how to get the creditors off of her back. She doesn't need a 6-month workout refi. She doesn't need that. What she needs is an instant solution, miraculously given by God. Say amen to that. And she expected it. If she wants some other thing, she'd have gone down to HFC. Or going down to one of the loan companies. She didn't want that. She wanted that debt removed right now. She wanted it removed right now. You, and listen, it's up to you. You remember when Moses went down to set the captives free or bring Israel out of Egypt? Remember what he told Pharaoh? He said, now, if you don't let them go, you know, frogs are going to be whatever have you. Well, the frogs came over everywhere. Frogs in the bedroom, in the refrigerator, frogs were everywhere. And then he came back to him and said, when do you want them removed? He said, tomorrow. Tomorrow? Why wouldn't you want them removed today? I'm saying God has it for you. Why don't you get it today? You don't need to wait till May 1st. Oh, Lord. You don't need to wait till the end of the year. You don't need another refi. What you need is the prophet's mouth to open, and he'll give you some instruction to get it out. And I'm telling you, that's those tapes, that teaching, that's what was happening. They were drawing this stuff out of me that I didn't know was in me. And one word from God can change your life forever. Say amen to that. Amen. Same thing about the man in 2 Kings chapter 5. His name was Naaman. Thing of it is, he wasn't a covenant man. He wasn't a Jew. But here he was a soldier. He was a captain. He was a high-ranking official, but he had one problem. He had leprosy. Well, what did he do? He came, went to the king, and the king sent him to the prophet. And he came down to the prophet, and when he came to this prophet, he asked the prophet what to do. Well, the prophet didn't even come out and tell him what to do. He sent his servant out. Tell him to go dip 7 times in the River Jordan. Well, he got insulted. Why? Because he thought the prophet would surely come out and lay hands on him. You see, I don't need to lay hands on you. All you need to do is do what you hear. And so what happened? He rode away in pride. But one of his servants said, Master, if he'd have told you to do something great, wouldn't you have done that? He said, yeah. So he thought about it. So he went over to the Jordan River and started to dip. 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times. Came up the 7th time and his skin was like a newborn. I preached the first night, all things new. God will give you new stuff. I'm talking about new cartilages for your joints. Come on now. I'm talking about he'll give you new hair follicles. I'm talking about God will give you new teeth. Come on now. Come on. Just tell you, touch your mouth. And God will, what? I'm saying you better get that. This business about coming to church, I don't know where that started. I go over there in Africa and preach, and you need to hear them. They take it for what it said, and they act on it and get miracles. I said they get miracles. So what am I saying? I'm your prophet. Now, you might be going somewhere else, but right now, I'm your prophet. You might be listening and pardon in on the internet and so forth, but right now, I'm your prophet. You can place a demand on the anointing that's on my life and get an answer for you today. I'm talking about we can cancel your debt before next week. Come on, we can get you healed before sundown today. Do you believe it? Well, give the Lord a praise and prepare your tithe and sow your seed. Hallelujah. All right. I believe I got the right bunch out here today.